Act 2. The next day, the same place. A country road. A tree. Evening. The tree has 4 or 5 leaves. Estragon's boots are where he left them. And Lucky's hat. Vladimir approaches agitatedly. He halts and looks long at the tree, then at the boots. He picks one up, examines it, sniffs it, manifests disgust, puts it back carefully. He comes and goes, halts and gazes into the distance, shading his eyes with his hand. Comes and goes, halts, comes and goes, halts suddenly, and begins to sing loudly.
Her dog came in. A dog came in the kitchen and stole a crust of bread. Then cook up with the ladle and beat him till he was dead. Then all the dogs came running and dogged the dog at home. Then all the dogs came running and dogged the dog at home. And wrote upon the tombstone for the eyes of dogs to come. A dog came in the kitchen and stole a crust of bread, then cook up with the ladle and beat him till he was dead. Then all the dogs came running and dug the dog a tomb. Then all the dogs came running and dug the dog a tomb. And dug the dog a tomb.
He remains a moment, silent and motionless, then gazes into the distance. Estragon enters slowly, barefoot, head bowed. Vladimir turns and sees him and goes towards him.
You again? Come here till I embrace
you. Don't touch me.
Do you want me to go away? Gogo? Did they beat you? Gogo? Where did you spend the night?
Don't touch me. Don't question me. Don't speak to me. Stay with me.
Did I ever leave you?
You let me go.
Look at me. Will you look at me?
Estragon raises his head. They look long at each other. Then suddenly embrace, clapping each other on the back. End of the embrace. Estragon no longer supported, almost falls.
What a day.
Who beat you? Tell me.
Another day done with.
Not yet.
For me, it's over and done with, no matter what happens. I heard you singing.
That's right. I remember.
That finished me. I said to myself, he's all alone. He thinks I'm gone forever. And he sings.
One isn't master of one's moods. All day I felt in great form. I didn't get up in the night, not once.
You see, you piss better when I'm not there.
I missed you. And at the same time, I was happy. Isn't that a queer thing?
Happy?
Perhaps it's not the right word.
And now?
No. There you are again. There we are again. Here I am again.
You see, you feel worse when I'm with you. I feel better alone, too.
Then why do you always come crawling back?
I don't know.
No, but I do. It's because you don't know how to defend yourself. I wouldn't have let them beat you.
You couldn't have stopped them.
Why not?
There were 10 of them.
No, I mean before they beat you. I would have stopped you from doing whatever it was you were doing.
I wasn't doing anything.
Then why did they beat you?
I don't know.
Ah, no, Gogo. The truth is there are things escape you that don't escape me. You must feel it yourself.
I tell you, I wasn't doing anything.
Perhaps you weren't. But it's the way of doing it that counts. The way of doing it if you want to go on living.
I wasn't doing anything.
You must be happy, too, deep down, if you only knew it.
Happy about what?
To be back with me again.
Would you say so?
Say you are, even if it's not true.
What am I to say?
Say, I am happy.
I am happy.
So am I.
So am I.
We are happy.
We are happy. What do we do now we're happy?
Wait for Godot. Things have changed since yesterday.
And if he doesn't come?
We'll see when the time comes. I was saying that things have changed here since yesterday.
Everything oozes.
Look at the tree.
It's never the same puss from one second to the next.
The tree. Look at the tree.
Well, was it not there yesterday?
Yes, of course it was there. Do you not remember? We nearly hanged ourselves from it, but you wouldn't. Do you not remember?
You dreamt it.
Is it possible that you've forgotten already?
That's the way I am. Either I forget immediately or I never forget.
And Potso and Lucky, have you forgotten them too?
Potso and Lucky?
He's forgotten everything.
I remember a lunatic who kicked the shins off me, and then he played the fool.
That was Lucky.
I remember that. But when was it?
And his keeper, do you not remember him?
He gave me a bone?
That was Potso.
And all that was yesterday,
yes,
you say?
Yes, of course it was yesterday.
And here, where we are now?
Where else do you think? Do you not recognise the place?
Recognise? What is there to recognise? All my lousy life I've crawled about in the mud, and you talk to me about scenery. Look at this muck heap. I've never stirred from it.
Calm yourself, calm yourself.
You and your landscapes. Tell me about the worms.
All the same, you can't tell me that this bears any resemblance to... to the Macon country, for example. You can't deny there's a big difference.
The Macon country? Who's talking to you about the Macon country?
But you were there yourself in the Macon country.
No, I was never in the Macon country. I've puked my puke of a life away here, I tell you. Here, in the Macon country.
But we were there together. I can swear to it. Picking grapes for a man called... can't think of the name of the man. At a place called... can't think of the name of the place. Do you not remember?
It's possible. I didn't notice anything.
But down there, everything is red.
I didn't notice anything, I tell you.
You're a hard man to get on with, Gogo.
It'd be better if we parted.
You always say that, and you always come crawling back.
The best thing will be to kill me. Like the other.
What other? What other?
Like billions of others.
To every man his little cross. Till he dies. And is forgotten.
In the meantime, let's try and converse calmly, since we're incapable of keeping silent.
You're right. We're inexhaustible.
So we won't think.
We have that excuse.
So we won't hear.
We have our reasons.
All the dead voices.
They make a noise like wings.
Like leaves.
Like sand.
Like leaves.
They all speak together.
Each one to itself.
Rather, they whisper.
They rustle.
They murmur.
They rustle.
What do they say?
They talk about their lives.
To have lived is not enough for them.
They have to talk about it.
To be dead is not enough for them.
It is not sufficient.
They make a noise like feathers.
Like leaves.
Like ashes.
Like leaves.
Say something.
I'm trying.
Say anything at all.
What do we do now?
Wait for Godot. Oh. This is awful.
Sing something.
No, no. We could start all over again, perhaps.
That should be easy.
It's the start that's difficult.
Well, you can start from anything.
Yes, but you have to decide.
True.
Help me.
I'm trying.
When you seek, you hear.
You do.
That prevents you from finding.
It does.
That prevents you from thinking.
You think all the same.
No, no, impossible.
That's the idea. Let's contradict each other.
Impossible.
You think so?
We're in no danger of ever thinking any more.
Then what are we complaining about?
Thinking is not the worst.
Perhaps not, but at least there's that.
That what?
That's the idea. Let's ask each other questions.
What do you mean, at least there's that?
That much less misery.
True.
Well, if we gave thanks for our mercies...
What is terrible is to have thought.
But did that ever happen to us?
Where are all these corpses from?
These skeletons.
Tell me that.
True.
We must have thought a little.
At the very beginning.
A charnel house. A charnel house.
You don't have to look.
You can't help looking.
True.
Try as one may.
I beg your pardon?
try as one may.
We should turn resolutely towards nature.
We've tried that.
True.
Oh, it's not the worst, I know.
What?
To have thought.
Obviously.
But we could have done without it.
Cavoulez-vous?
I beg your pardon?
Cavoulez-vous.
Ah, cavoulez-vous. Exactly.
That wasn't such a bad little canter.
Yes, but now we'll have to find something else.
Let me see.
Let me see. Ah!
Well?
What was I saying? We could go on from there.
What were you saying when?
At the very beginning.
The beginning of what?
This evening. I was saying...
I'm not a historian.
Wait. We embraced. We were happy. Happy. Uh-huh. What do we do now that we're happy? Go on waiting. Waiting. Let me think. It's coming. Uh-huh. Go on waiting. Now that we're happy. Let me see. Ah! The tree!
The tree?
Do you not remember?
I'm tired.
Look at it.
I see nothing.
But yesterday evening it was all black and bare, and now it's covered with leaves.
Leaves?
In a single night.
Must be the spring.
But in a single night.
I tell you, we weren't here yesterday, another of your nightmares.
And where were we yesterday evening, according to you?
How do I know? In another compartment, there's no lack of void.
Good. We weren't here yesterday evening. Now, what did we do yesterday evening?
Do?
Try and remember.
Do? I suppose we blathered.
About what?
Oh, this and that, I suppose. Nothing in particular. Yes. Now I remember. Yesterday evening, we spent blathering about nothing in particular. That's been going on now for half a century.
You don't remember any fact, any circumstance?
Oh, don't torment me, Dee Dee.
The sun, the moon, do you not remember?
Well, they must have been there, as usual.
You didn't notice anything out of the ordinary?
Alas.
And Pozzo? And Lucky?
Pozzo?
The bones.
They were like fish bones.
It was Pozzo gave them to you.
Oh, I don't know.
And the kick?
That's right. Someone gave me a kick.
It was Lucky gave it to you.
And all that was yesterday.
Show your leg.
Which?
Both. Pull up your trousers. Pull up your trousers.
I can't.
The other. The other pig. There's the wound beginning to fester.
And what about it?
Where are your boots?
Must have thrown them away.
When?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know why I don't know.
No, I mean, why did you throw them away?
Because they were hurting me.
There they are. At the very spot where you left them yesterday.
They're not mine.
Not yours.
Mine were black. These are brown.
You're sure yours were black?
Well, they were a kind of grey.
And these are brown. Show.
Well, they're a kind of green.
Show. Well, of all the...
You see, all that's a lot of blood...
I see what it is. Yes, I see what's happened.
All that's a lot of bloody...
It's elementary. Someone came and took yours and left you his.
Why?
His were too tight for him, so he took yours.
But mine were too tight.
For you, not for him.
Oh, I'm tired. Let's go.
We can't.
Why not?
We're waiting for Godot.
Oh, what'll we do? What'll we do?
There's nothing we can do.
I can't go on like this.
Would you like a radish?
Is that all there is?
There are radishes and turnips.
Are there no carrots?
No. Anyway, you overdo it with your carrots.
Oh. And give me a radish. It's black.
It's a radish.
I only like the pink ones, you know that.
Then you don't want it.
I only like the pink ones.
Then give it back to me.
I'll go and get a carrot.
This is becoming really insignificant.
Not enough.
What about trying them?
I've tried everything.
No, I mean the boots.
Would that be a good thing?
It'd pass the time. I assure you, it'd be an occupation.
A relaxation.
A recreation.
A relaxation.
Try.
You'll help me.
I will, of course.
We don't manage too badly, eh, Dee Dee? Between the two of us?
Yes, yes, come on, we'll try the left first.
We always find something, eh, Dee Dee, to give us the impression we exist?
Yes, yes, we're magicians. But let us persevere in what we have resolved before we forget. Come on, give me your foot. The other hog. Higher. Try and walk. Well?
It fits.
We'll try and lace it.
No, no, no laces, no laces.
You'll be sorry. Let's try the other. Well?
It fits too.
They don't hurt you?
Not yet.
Then you can keep them.
They're too big.
Perhaps you'll have socks someday.
True.
Then you'll keep them?
Oh, that's enough about these boots.
Yes,
enough!
But...
Suppose I might as well sit down.
That's where you were sitting yesterday evening.
Oh. If I could only sleep.
Yesterday you slept.
I'll try.
Wait. Bye.
Not so loud.
Bye. Estragon sleeps. Vladimir gets up softly, takes off his coat, and lays it across Estragon's shoulders. Then starts walking up and down, swinging his arms to keep himself warm. Estragon wakes with a start, jumps up, casts about wildly. Vladimir runs to him, puts his arms round him.
There, there, dear, is there. Don't be afraid. There. It's all over.
I was falling.
It's all over.
I was on top of her.
Don't tell me. Come, we'll walk it off.
He takes Estragon by the arm and walks him up and down until Estragon refuses to go any further.
Oh, that's enough. I'm tired.
You'd rather be stuck there doing nothing?
Yes.
Please yourself.
Let's go.
We can't.
Why not?
We're waiting for Godot.
Oh. Can you not stay still?
I'm cold.
We came too soon.
It's always at nightfall.
But night doesn't fall.
It'll fall all of a sudden, like yesterday.
Then it'll be night.
And we can go.
And then it'll be day again. Oh, what'll we do? What'll we do?
Will you stop whining? I've had about my belly full of your lamentations.
I'm going.
Well.
Farewell.
Lucky's hat. I've been here an hour and never saw it. Fine.
You'll never see me again.
I knew it was the right place. Now our troubles are over. Must have been a very fine hat. Here.
What?
Hold that.
Estragon takes Vladimir's hat. Vladimir adjusts Lucky's hat on his head. Estragon puts on Vladimir's hat in place of his own, which he hands to Vladimir. Vladimir takes Estragon's hat. Estragon adjusts Vladimir's hat on his head. Vladimir puts on Estragon's hat in place of Lucky's, which he hands to Estragon. Estragon takes Lucky's hat. Vladimir adjusts Estragon's hat on his head. Estragon puts on Lucky's hat in place of Vladimir's, which he hands to Vladimir. Vladimir takes his hat. Estragon adjusts Lucky's hat on his head. Vladimir puts on his hat in place of Estragon's, which he hands to Estragon. Estragon takes his hat. Vladimir adjusts his hat on his head. Estragon puts on his hat in place of Lucky's, which he hands to Vladimir. Vladimir takes Lucky's hat. Estragon adjusts his hat on his head. Vladimir puts on Lucky's hat in place of his own, which he hands to Estragon. Estragon takes Vladimir's hat. Vladimir adjusts Lucky's hat on his head. Estragon hands Vladimir's hat back to Vladimir, who takes it and hands it back to Estragon, who takes it and hands it back to Vladimir, who takes it and throws it down.
How does it fit me?
How would I know?
No, but how do I look in it?
Hideous.
Yes, but not more so than usual.
Neither more nor less.
Then I can keep it. Mine irked me. How shall I say? It itched me.
I'm going.
Will you not play?
Play at what?
We could play at Potso and Lucky.
Never heard of it.
I'll do Lucky, you do Potso.
Vladimir imitates Lucky, sagging under the weight of his baggage.
Go on.
Estragon looks at him with stupefaction.
What am I to do?
Curse me.
Naughty.
Stronger.
Gynococcus. Spirochete.
Tell me to think.
What?
Say, think, pig.
Think, pig.
I can't.
That's enough of that.
Tell me to dance.
I'm going.
Dance, hug. I can't.
Estragon has departed. Vladimir looks up. Mrs. Estragon.
Go.
Estragon returns. He hastens towards Vladimir and falls into his arms.
There you are again at last.
I'm accursed.
Where were you? I thought you were gone forever.
They're coming.
Who?
I don't know.
How many?
I don't know.
It's Godo. At last, Gogo, it's Godo. We're saved. Let's go and meet him. Gogo! Come back!
Estragon returns, hastens towards Vladimir, and falls into his arms.
There you are again.
I'm in hell.
Where were you?
They're coming there too.
We're surrounded. Imbecile, there's no way out there. There. Not a soul in sight. Off you go. Quick. You won't? Well, I can understand that. Wait till I see. Your only hope left is to disappear.
Where?
Behind the tree.
Hmm?
Quick, behind the tree!
Estragon goes and crouches behind the tree, realizes he's not hidden, comes out from behind the tree.
Decidedly, this tree will not have been of the slightest use to us.
Oh. I lost my head. Forgive me. Won't happen again. Tell me what to do.
There's nothing to do.
You, go and stand there. Hmm? There. Don't move. Watch out.
Vladimir scans the horizon to his right, screening his eyes with his hand. Estragon takes up the same position and scans the horizon to his left. They turn their heads and look at each other.
Back to back, like in the good old days.
They continue to look at each other for a moment, then resume their watch. There is a long silence.
You see anything coming?
What?
Do you see anything coming?
No.
Nor I.
You must have had a vision.
What?
You must have had a vision!
No need to shout. Do you...
Oh, pardon.
Oh, carry on.
No, after you.
No, you first.
I interrupted you.
On the contrary.
Ceremonious ape.
Punctilious pig.
Finish your phrase, I tell you.
Finish your own.
Moron.
That's the idea. Let's abuse each other.
Moron.
Vermin.
Abortion.
Morpion.
Sewer rat.
curate.
Cretin.
Heretic.
Oh. Oh.
Now let's make it up.
Coco.
Edie.
Your hand.
Take it.
Come to my arm.
Your arm.
My breast.
Off we go.
How time flies when one has fun.
What do we do now?
While waiting.
While waiting.
We could do our exercises.
Our movements.
Our elevations.
Our relaxations.
Our elongations.
Our relaxations.
To warm us up.
To calm us down.
Off we go.
Vladimir hops from one foot to the other, and Estragon imitates him.
Oh, that's enough. I'm tired.
We're not in form. What about a little deep breathing?
I'm tired breathing.
Oh, you're right. Let's just do the tree for the balance.
The tree?
Vladimir goes round the tree, staggering about on one leg.
Your turn.
Estragon does the tree, staggers.
Do you think God sees me?
You must close your eyes.
Estragon closes his eyes, staggers worse.
God have pity on me.
And me?
On me! Pity on me!
Potso and Lucky enter. Potso is blind. Lucky is burdened as before, rope as before, but much shorter, so that Potso may follow more easily. Lucky is wearing a different hat. At the sight of Vladimir and Estragon, he stops short. Potso, continuing on his way, bumps into him.
Coco!
What is it? Who is it?
Potso clutches at Lucky, who falls and drops everything. He brings down Potso with him. They lie helpless among the scattered baggage.
Is it Godot?
At last! Reinforcements at last!
Help! Is it Godot?
We were beginning to weaken. Now we're sure to see the evening out.
Help! Did you hear him?
We are no longer alone, waiting for the night, waiting for Godot, waiting for... waiting. All evening we have struggled unassisted. Now it's over. It's already tomorrow.
Help!
Time flows again already. The sun will set, the moon will rise, and we away from here.
Pity!
Poor Potso.
I knew it was him.
Who?
Godot.
But it's not Godot.
It's not Godot.
It's not Godot.
Then who is it?
It's Potso.
Here. Help me up.
He can't get up.
Let's go.
We can't.
Why not?
We're waiting for Godot.
Perhaps
he has another bone for you.
Bone?
Chicken. Do you not remember?
It was him?
Yes.
Ask him.
Perhaps we should help him first.
To do what?
To get up.
He can't get up.
He wants to get up.
Then let him get up.
He can.
Why not?
I don't know.
We should ask him for the bone first. Then, if he refuses, we'll leave him there.
You mean we have him at our mercy?
Yes.
And that we should subordinate our good offices to certain conditions?
What?
That seems intelligent, all right. But there's one thing I'm afraid of.
Oh! What?
That Lucky might get going all of a sudden. Then we'd be bollocksed.
Lucky?
He's the one who went for you yesterday.
I tell you, there was 10 of them.
No, before that, the one that kicked you.
Is he there?
As large as life. For the moment, he is inert. But he might run amok any minute.
I suppose we gave him a good beating, the two of us.
You mean if we fell on him in his sleep?
Yes.
That seems a good idea, all right. But could we do it? Is he really asleep? No, the best would be to take advantage of Potso's calling for help.
Help!
To help him.
We help him?
In anticipation of some tangible return.
And suppose he...
Let us not waste our time in idle discourse. Let us do something while we have the chance. It is not every day that we are needed. Not indeed that we personally are needed. Others would meet the case equally well, if not better. To all mankind they were addressed, those cries for help still ringing in our ears. But at this place, at this moment of time, all mankind is us, whether we like it or not. Let us make the most of it before it is too late. Let us represent worthily for once the foul brood to which a cruel fate consigned us. What do you say? It is true that when with folded arms we weigh the pros and cons, we are no less a credit to our species. The tiger bounds to the help of his congeners without the least reflection, or else he slinks away into the depths of the thickets. But that is not the question. What are we doing here? That is the question. And we are blessed in this, that we happen to know the answer. Yes, in this immense confusion, one thing alone is clear. We are waiting for Godot to come.
Help!
Or for night to fall. We have kept our appointment, and that's an end to that. We are not saints, but we have kept our appointment. How many people can boast as much?
Billions.
You think so?
I don't know.
You may be right.
Help!
All I know is that the hours are long under these conditions and constrain us to beguile them with proceedings which, how shall I say, which may at first sight seem reasonable until they become a habit. You may say it is to prevent our reason from foundering, no doubt. But has it not long been straying in the night without end of the abyssal depths? That's what I sometimes wonder. You follow my reasoning?
We're all born mad. Some remain so.
Help! I'll pay you.
How much?
100 francs.
Not enough.
I wouldn't go so far as that.
You think it's enough?
No, I mean so far as to assert that I was weak in the head when I came into the world. But that is not the question.
200.
We wait. We are bored. No, don't protest. We are bored to death. There's no denying it. Good. A diversion comes along, and what do? We let it go to waste. Come, let's get to work. In an instant, all will vanish, and we'll be alone once more in the midst of nothingness.
200!
We're coming!
He tries to pull Pozzo to his feet, stumbles, falls, tries to get up, fails.
What's the matter with you all?
Help! I'm going!
Don't leave me! They'll kill me.
Where am I?
Go.
Help.
Help.
I'm going.
Help me up first. Then we'll go together.
You promise?
I swear it.
And we'll never come back?
Never.
We'll go to the Pyrenees?
Wherever you like.
I've always wanted to wander in the Pyrenees.
You'll wander in them.
Who farted?
Pozzo.
Here. Pity.
It's revolting.
Quick, give me your hand.
I'm going. I'm going.
Well, I suppose in the end I'll get up by myself. In the fullness of time.
What's the matter with you?
Go to hell.
Are you staying there?
For the time being.
Oh, come on, get up. You'll catch a chill.
Don't worry about me.
Oh, come on, Dee Dee. Don't be pig-headed. Give me a hand.
He stretches out his hand, which Vladimir makes haste to seize.
Pull!
Estragon pulls, stumbles, falls. All four are now down.
We've arrived.
Who are you?
We are men.
Oh, sweet Mother Earth.
Can you get up?
I don't know.
Try.
Oh, not now.
What happened?
Will you stop it, you pest? He thinks of nothing but himself.
What about a little snooze?
Did you hear him? He wants to know what happened.
I don't mind him. Sleep.
Pity. Pity.
What is it?
Were you asleep?
I must have been.
It's this bastard Pozzo at it again.
I'll make him stop it. Kick him in the crotch.
Will you stop it, crablouse?
Vladimir strikes Pozzo, who extricates himself with cries of pain and crawls away. He stops, soars the air blindly, calling for help. Vladimir, propped on his elbow, observes his retreat.
He's off.
Potso collapses.
He's down.
What do we do now?
Perhaps I could crawl to him.
Oh, don't leave me.
Or I could call to him.
Yes, call to him.
Potso? Potso? No reply.
Together.
Potso! Potso! He moved.
Are you sure his name is Potso?
Mr. Potso, come back. We won't hurt you.
We might try him with other names.
I'm afraid he's dying.
It'd be amusing.
What'd be amusing?
To try with other names, one after the other. Pass the time. And we'd be bound to hit on the right one sooner or later.
I tell you, his name is Potso.
We'll soon see. Abel! Abel!
Hello?
Got it in one.
I begin to weary of this motif.
Perhaps the others call Cain. Cain! Cain!
Hello!
He's all humanity. Look at the little cloud.
Where?
There. In the zenith.
Well, what is there so wonderful about it?
Let's pass on now to something else. Do you mind?
I was just going to suggest it.
But to what?
Ah.
Suppose we got up to begin with.
No harm in trying.
Child's play.
Simple question of willpower.
And now?
Help.
Let's go.
We can't.
Why not?
We're waiting for Godot.
Oh. Oh, what'll we do? What'll we do?
Help.
What about helping him?
What does he want?
He wants to get up.
Then why doesn't he?
He wants us to help him to get up.
Then why don't we? What are we waiting for?
They help Potso to his feet.
We must hold him.
Potso sags between them, his arms round their necks.
Feeling better?
Who are you?
Do you not recognize us?
I am blind.
Perhaps he can see into the future.
Since when?
I used to have wonderful sight. But are you friends?
He wants to know if we're friends.
No, he means friends of his.
Oh, well.
We've proved we are by helping him.
Exactly. Would we have helped him if we weren't his friends?
Possibly.
True.
Don't let us quibble about that now.
You're not highwaymen.
Highwaymen? Do we look like highwaymen?
Damn it, can't you see the man is blind?
Damn it, so he is. So he says.
Don't leave me.
No question of it.
For the moment.
What time is it?
7 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
That depends what time of the year it is.
Is it evening?
Vladimir and Estragon scrutinize the sunset.
The sun's rising?
Impossible.
Well, perhaps it's the dawn.
Don't be a fool. It's the west over there.
How do you know?
Is it evening?
Anyway, it hasn't moved.
I'll tell you, it's rising.
Why don't you answer me?
Oh, give us a chance.
It's evening, sir. It's evening. Night is drawing nigh. My friend here would have me doubted, and I must confess he shook me for a moment. But it is not for nothing I have lived through this long day, and I can assure you it is very near the end of its repertory. How do you feel now?
How much longer must we cart him round? Well, not carrier tids.
You were saying your sight used to be good, if I heard you right.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful sight.
Expand, expand.
Let him alone. Can't you see he's thinking of the days when he was happy? Memoria preteritorum bonorum. That must be unpleasant.
We wouldn't know.
And it came on you all of a sudden.
Quite wonderful.
I'm asking you if it came on you all of a sudden.
I woke up one fine day as blind as fortune. Sometimes I wonder if I'm not still asleep.
And when was that?
I don't know.
But no later than yesterday.
Don't question me. The blind have no notion of time. The things of time are hidden from them too.
Well, just fancy that. I could have sworn it was just the opposite.
I'm going.
Where are we?
I couldn't tell you.
It isn't by any chance the place known as the Board.
Never heard of it.
What is it like?
It's indescribable. It's like nothing. There's nothing. There's a tree.
Then it's not the Board.
Some diversion.
Where is my menial?
He's about somewhere.
Why doesn't he answer when I call?
I don't know. He seems to be sleeping. Perhaps he's dead.
What happened exactly?
Exactly?
The two of you slipped and fell.
Go and see, is he hurt?
We can't leave you.
You needn't both go.
You go.
After what he did to me? Never.
Yes. Let your friend go. He stinks so. What's he waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for Godot.
What exactly should he do?
Well, to begin with, he should pull on the rope as hard as he likes, so long as he doesn't strangle him. He usually responds to that. If not, he should give him a taste of his boot in the face and the privates as far as possible.
You see, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's even an opportunity to revenge yourself.
And if he defends himself...
No, he never defends himself.
I'll come flying to the rescue.
No, don't take your eyes off me.
Make sure he's alive before you start. No point in exerting yourself if he's dead.
He's breathing.
Then let him have it.
With sudden fury, Estragon starts kicking Lucky, hurling abuse at him as he does so. But he hurts his foot and moves away limping and groaning. Lucky stirs. Estragon sits down on the mound and tries to take off his boot. But he soon desists and disposes himself for sleep, his arms on his knees and his head on his arms.
What's gone wrong now?
My friend has hurt himself.
And Lucky?
So it is he!
What?
It is Lucky!
I don't understand.
And you are Potso!
Certainly I am Potso.
The same as yesterday?
Yesterday?
We met yesterday. Do you not remember?
I don't remember having met anyone yesterday. But tomorrow I won't remember having met anyone today. So don't count on me to enlighten you.
But...
Enough! Up, pig!
You were bringing him to the fair to sell him. You spoke to us. He danced. He thought. You had your sight.
As you please, let me go. Up!
He's getting up.
He'd better.
He's picking up his bags. No, he's all set. Where do you go from here?
No concern of mine.
How changed you are.
On! Whip! Rope!
What is there in the bag?
Sand. On!
Don't go yet.
I'm going.
What do you do when you fall far from help?
We wait till we can get up, then we go on. On!
Before you go, tell him to sing.
Who?
Lucky.
To sing?
Yes. Or to think. Or to recite.
But he's dumb.
Dumb?
Dumb, he can't even groan.
Dumb? Since when?
Have you not done tormenting me with your accursed time? It's abominable. When? One day. Is that not enough for you? One day, like any other day. One day he went dumb. One day I went blind. One day we'll go deaf. One day we were born, one day we shall die. The same day, the same second. Is that not enough for you? They give birth astride of a grave. The light gleams. an instant. Then it's night once more. On!
Potso and Lucky go. Vladimir follows them. Stops. Looks after them. Then he goes towards Estragon, contemplates him a moment, then shakes him awake.
Why will you never let me sleep?
I felt lonely.
I was dreaming I was happy.
That passed the time.
I was dreaming that...
Don't tell me! I wonder, is he really blind?
Blind? Who?
Potso.
Blind?
He told us he was blind.
Well, what about it?
It seemed to me he saw us.
You dreamt it. Let's go. We can't. Are you sure it wasn't him?
Who?
Godo.
But who?
Potso.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
I suppose I might as well get up. Oh, Dee Dee.
I don't know what to think anymore.
My feet. Help me.
Was I sleeping while the others suffered? Am I sleeping now? Tomorrow when I wake, or think I do, what shall I say of today? That with Estragon, my friend, at this place, until the fall of night, I waited for Godo. That Potso passed with his carrier, and that he spoke to us? Probably. But in all that, what truth will there be?
Estragon, having struggled with his boots in vain, dozes off again. Vladimir stares at him.
He'll know nothing. He'll tell me about the blows he received, and I'll give him a carrot. A stride of a grave and a difficult birth. Down in the hole, lingeringly, the grave digger puts on the forceps. We have time to grow old. The air is full of our cries. But habit is a great deadener. At me, too, someone is looking. Of me, too, someone is saying, he is sleeping, he knows nothing, let him sleep on. I can't go on. What have I said?
Mister! Mr. Albert.
Off we go again. Do you not recognize me?
No, sir.
It wasn't you who came yesterday?
No, sir.
This is your first time?
Yes, sir.
You have a message from Mr. Godo?
Yes, sir.
He won't come this evening?
No, sir.
But he'll come tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Without fail?
Yes, sir.
Did you meet anyone?
No, sir.
Two other... men?
I didn't see anyone, sir.
What does he do, Mr. Godo? Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well?
He does nothing, sir.
How is your brother?
He's sick, sir.
Perhaps it was he came yesterday.
I don't know, sir.
Has he a beard, Mr. Godo?
Yes, sir.
Fair or black?
I think it's white, sir.
Christ have mercy on us.
What am I to tell Mr. Godo, sir?
Tell him... tell him you saw me and that... that you saw me. You're sure you saw me? You won't come and tell me tomorrow that you never saw me.
Vladimir makes a sudden spring forward. The boy avoids him and leaves running. The sun sets. The moon rises. Vladimir stands motionless and bowed. Estragon wakes, takes off his boots, gets up with one in each hand, and goes and puts them down near the tree with five leaves on it. Then he goes to Vladimir.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
I'm going.
So am I.
Was I long asleep?
I don't know.
Where should we go?
Not far.
Oh, yes, let's go far away from here.
We can't.
Why not?
We have to come back tomorrow.
What for?
To wait for Godot.
Ah. He didn't come?
No.
And now it's too late.
Yes, now it's night.
And if we dropped him? If we dropped him?
He'd punish us. Everything's dead but the tree.
What is it?
It's the tree.
Yes, but what kind?
I don't know. A willow.
Why don't we hang ourselves?
With what?
You haven't got a bit of rope?
No.
Then we can't.
Let's go.
Wait. There's my belt.
It's too short.
You could hang on to my legs.
And who'd hang on to mine?
Ah, true.
Sure, all the same.
Estragon loosens the cord that holds up his trousers, which, much too big for him, fall about his ankles. They look at the cord.
It might do at a pinch, but is it strong enough?
Well, we soon see. Here.
They each take an end of the cord and pull. It breaks. They almost fall.
Not what a curse.
You say we have to come back tomorrow?
Yes.
Then we can bring a good bit of rope.
Yes.
Dee Dee.
Yes.
I can't go on like this.
That's what you think.
If we parted, that might be better for us.
We'll hang ourselves tomorrow. Unless Godot comes.
And if he comes?
We'll be saved.
Well, shall we go?
Pull on your trousers.
What?
Pull on your trousers.
Do you want me to pull off my trousers?
Pull on your trousers.
Oh! True.
Well, shall we go?
Yes. Let's go.
They do not move.